I'd say we appreciate that of the song service this morning. Appreciate that. Our heart's been made to feel already in the service. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the 7th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, the 7th chapter. Not a very long chapter. We're going to probably read it all. Starting with the first verse. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. First, being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes. But there he receiveth them, of whom it is witness that he liveth. As I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should arise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident For that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law making men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath which was since the law maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Now maybe correct the reading, a little stammering this morning. That's reading the entire chapter, the seventh chapter of the book of Hebrews. Knowing this morning that there's a lot of things probably about this chapter that a lot of people seemingly get a little confused about, but it's not a confusing chapter. It's really pretty plain. When you think about what he's talking about here, and that of which Christ has done for us. Now, I don't know altogether what we'll do or what we'll say. There's sort of some lingering thoughts here. I used this scripture at a funeral not too long ago, and I had a thought out of it, and just to be honest with you, don't know whether that thought's fully gone, or whether we'll hang around that a minute, or whether we'll get on something else, but nonetheless, this is what I have, and just going to have to trust that the Lord will send that's needed most of all this morning. Got congestion or whatever going on today, but nonetheless, we'll do the best we can. The scripture concludes here and says, he talks about that of Abraham, and that Abraham had met on the road as he had come back from slaughtering the kings, or actually getting Lot out of trouble, basically, is what he had done. Went down and he done away with these five kings. I believe the scripture teaches, you go back and read it in that of the book of Genesis, And you'll find it there. But nonetheless, that's not what the chapter's about. This is what, brethren, this chapter's about the priesthood and how the priesthood was compared to how it is now. Now, they were priests. And if you'll go back and you'll find in the book of Leviticus and the book of Exodus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, you'll find that they had set up that, brethren, the tabernacle, and they had set up that of the priesthood. And that priesthood of that day was out of the tribe of Levi. Now, the scripture teaches us, and I'll go back a little further, that of when Moses had come down off the mountain, brethren, and he had the two tables of stone with the commandments written upon them, and he brake them. Brethren, he asked when he got amongst the people, he said, "Who among you is on the Lord's side?" And the Bible says there's about 100 men of the house of Levi that had stepped out, brethren, on the side of God and helped Moses. They most certainly did. So therefore, it goes back a little bit, brethren, to what they done, then according to what God done. You know, it's always been that a way, and it's still that a way today. It most certainly is. A lot of times we want God to work in our life. And I'm going to be honest with you, God wants us to work for Him. He most certainly does. Yes, He does. We can think all day long, well, God will take care of it. Brethren, a lot of times, God takes care of things through me and you. Yes, He does. Rightfully so. Brethren, we're the children of God this morning. Glory. Hallelujah. We ought to be happy people. Blessed. Ain't that what they say? Blessed. Blessed, thank God. Above measure, we're blessed today. Woo! 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 Glory! Glory! Woo! Isn't it wonderful? Glory! Hallelujah! Preacher, there's something wrong with you. They might be. Woo! 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 Can't help it. Satisfied! Satisfied! Brethren, with God's plan. Ain't you? Woo! Think about it. Brethren, they had to take everything to the priest. Glory! Hallelujah! We can still take it to the priest, but thank God the priesthood has changed. Yes, it has. Ain't no such thing, my friend, as an earthly priest any longer. Preacher, you're going to get in trouble. Don't matter. What the book teaches, folks. He said there's a change of the priesthood this morning. Woo! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Give it to Jesus today. He's the high priest. Is he not? Woo! Woo! I can't help it. Don't understand it. Brethren, but sometimes it just gets bigger than I am. I don't mind that, folks. Woo! I really don't. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! God is real today! He's real. You know what he wants to be? He wants to be real in your life today. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He wants to be real to the individual. And he can be. Preacher, I know all about Jesus, but do you know him? There's a big difference. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brethren, he wants you this morning. Amen. Yes, sir. You. Huh. Woo. You. You. Glory. Hallelujah. He died for you today. Yes. There was the time when they took that of their offerings unto the priest. And the truth of it is, at that time, it was sufficient. Sufficient. You say, preacher, how could that be? That's what was set up. It was typical types and shadows of good things to come. Amen. Yes, sir. They could not bring a sacrifice except it was without spot and without blemish, and it had to be alive, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We don't have priests today. Not earthly priests. Preacher, what do you mean, not earthly priests? Jesus ain't earthly. No, sir. He's a priest forever. Brethren, it'll never change today. Glory! He set up an everlasting kingdom today. And we're in it. Yes, we are. Some of my favorite scripture. Heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ. We are kings and priests, brethren in the kingdom of God today. Woo! That ought to ignite something in you. Do you know that? It should. It ought to start some, thank God, fire a boiling in you. What did John the Baptist say? He said, I indeed baptize with water, but there's one coming after me of whose shoe latches I'm not worthy to unloose. said, he shall baptize thee with the Holy Ghost and fire, folks. Fire. They ought to be some kind, brethren, a spark about us. Shouldn't they? Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Thank God. Woo. That priesthood was done away with, abolished, no more. Well, preacher, we got people that go to a priest, they believe in a priest. I got news for you. They don't do it biblically. Amen. Can't. Amen. Can't, Danny. It has to be of no avail. Preacher, there's more of them than there are of us. It makes no difference. It don't change what God set up. That's what Hebrews talking about. Change. It changed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Folks, if you get to heaven, you'll go through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or you won't make it. There ain't no other way. Bible says there ain't no other way. Brethren, there ain't no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Except at the name of Jesus. Woo! Glory! Isn't it good? Preacher, I don't understand this chapter. Well, it's just simple. You can worry about Melchizedek all you want to. Folks, the priesthood changed. It changed in Jesus Christ. Amen. And they did. Yes, they did. Even while Christ was here, my friend, some of that of the law was still in effect and been carried out. But it ceased. It ceased to satisfy God. Yes, it did. Well, the truth of it is, it never did satisfy. Read it. It's in the book of Hebrews too. He'll tell you he had no pleasure in them. Had no pleasure in that of the sacrifices and that of which he brought. He said, but I come. He said, lo, in the volume of a book it is written of me. I come to do thy will, O God. That's what Jesus done for us. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you just way over my head. How can I be? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Well, you're talking about kings and priests and kingdom and all that mess, and it just gets me all out of whack. Folks, either you're part of it or you're still outside the gate. Ain't no middle ground. Not any. Listen, brethren, he brought something to mankind that mankind could not bring. It didn't matter how good the sacrifice that they brought under the law, it never could wash away their sin. They always had conscience of it. Never could get cleansed. He said over in one place, he said, wash thee with soap, fuller soap. But he said that he was like fuller soap and like a refining fire. Did he not? You know what fire will do, don't you? Yes, sir. It'll burn. And it'll burn out all the impurities. He said, your faith is much more precious than that of gold, though it be tried by fire. Folks, don't tell me that God don't try our faith, my friend. He'll do it. That the trial of your faith, that's what he said, the trial of your faith. Preacher, I don't know if I'm going to make it. They ain't but one way, folks, to make it. That's by the blood of Jesus. Amen. If you ain't got it applied, then you're lost. Amen. Without him. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That what he told them? He looked for that blood. That blood had to be on the lintel, on the doorpost. And they had to be back inside. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, but when that death angel sees that blood, said he'll pass over. Yes, sir. Thank God. We've got something more precious. Thank God than the blood of bulls and goats. I can't help it. We got something more precious than gold. Yes, we have. Better than gold. Yes, sir. Oh, I'll tell you, if you're born again, you're genuine, born again, saved, regenerated, know the Lord as your personal Savior, thank God you're a king. Yes, you are. Preacher, I can't wait till I get my white robe. Well, I'm just going to be honest with you. If you ain't already got it, you ain't going to get one over. Because you ain't going. Oh, preacher, I don't know about all that. Well, the truth of it is, are you one of his or you not? That's just the way it works. That's the way it is. Brethren, you can't just hop around and jump around all over this country, my friend, and think you're a child of God without the blood of Jesus today. It don't work. It won't work. And the fact of the matter of it is, you have to have a personal relationship Amen. With the Lord Jesus Christ. Preacher, I don't understand a word you're saying. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I believe your heart does. Yeah. You don't have to decipher everything that's in that book for God to save you. But what you have to do is give up all you got. Let him come in and he'll save you. Yes, sir. He said, I stand at the door and knock. To any man that hears my voice and will open up that door, he said, I'll come in and sup with him, and he shall sup with me. I've been made to sup with him, ain't you? I've been made, thank God, to be part of him. Part of him. This scripture is a wonderful scripture. I thought, you say, preacher, why did the priesthood change? It had to. They could not. They could not, under the law, my friend, be put right with God. They couldn't do it. When they brought the sacrifices for their sins, when they left, they still had a conscience of their sins. Preacher, they just give a sacrifice. Yeah, but it ain't the sacrifice of the blood of the bulls and the goats that was satisfactory in God's eyes. It never did satisfy God. But something did. Something did. The day come, my friend, that not only was God satisfied, man was satisfied also. That's what happens when men get saved. Huh? Does it not? Brethren, I was under conviction. I told them a little in Sunday school this morning. When I was under conviction, my friend, I had no peace. I didn't understand what was going on, but I understood one thing. I wasn't right with God. I understood that. Now, you may not have been this way, but I'm going to be honest with you. I can't help but to believe that you couldn't be this way. When Jesus come into my life, my friend, that bothered me quit bothering me. Huh? Went down, thank God, a sinner. Come up a saint. You've heard the old saying. Preacher, I don't know where I believe that or not. Tells me you ain't never been there. Think about it. Think about it. Why, preacher, I'm fine. You may be. There'll come a day, my friend, and that fine feeling will go away. And it's going to take something, my friend, that you don't have. And something that you cannot satisfy, brethren, with the things of this world. It won't satisfy. It won't do it. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. You can run around all day long, my friend, saying you love Jesus, you love Jesus, you love Jesus. And brethren, die and go to hell. Preacher, that's pretty strong. It is. But it's the truth. It's a fact. Brother, just because you repeat these things 10 times don't make things right. Amen. I can't get away from some things. I really can't. It amazed me to know... that grown men and grown women alike, my friend, thought that they could just go to a priest and say Hail Mary for 5 or 6 times and everything's all right. Huh? You say, preacher, they don't believe that. They sure do. They sure do. They don't believe it. They practice it. Practice it. Now, I'm going to tell you what else they practice. Brethren, service is over. They all meet out in the hall and drink their wine and their booze.
Yes, sir. Common practice. Preacher, you ought not be telling us things like this. I got news for you. Brethren, there's some things that absolutely God takes from you. Brethren, that saves you from. And thank God they ain't no desire to go back. You get a hold of the right priest. Yes, sir. You get a hold of the right priest, you'll lay some things down. Yes, you will. Why, preacher, I won't do it. You'll do it, thank God, not even realizing. Because you don't love them no more. Huh? Yes, sir. Want to change. I still do things I want to, don't you? Oh, preacher, I don't. Well, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Glory. Just the fact of it is, what I want to do has changed. Yes, sir. Changed. He said that there is a change of the priesthood. It was also a necessity that there be a change of the law. So the law changed. I'm not going to get into all this. I know some of it, you say, preacher, some of it I don't even understand. I ain't got a clue what you're talking about. Well, you ought to be able to understand, my friend, the fact that if you're a child of the King, you'll go to heaven. And if you ain't, you're going to wind up in the lake of fire. That's just how simple it is. Brethren, they ain't no 45 different ways. There's not. There's more going on in this world today than you can shake a stick at. But brethren, most of it will damn your soul. Preacher, you mad at us? Not a bit. There's a lot of hirelings out there. You hear me? There's a lot of hirelings. Preacher, I like going to them churches when they got this and that, and they don't preach like you do. Listen, I'm not saying they're all wrong, but I'll say this, about 2/3 of them are. If not, about 3/5 of them are, or 8/9 of them. Hear me? Hear me? You get away from the priesthood. You get away from it. Takes the blood of Jesus. My friend, you're a false prophet. Yes, you are. You're preaching false doctrine. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You'll never, ever get to heaven without coming through Jesus Christ today. It can't be done. Some of the things that changed, folks, was a lot of the old handwritings. And the old ordinances, he said he nailed them to the cross. And he took them out of the way. Did you not know that when Jesus walked on the face of this earth, that he respected the law that was in force? He did. What did he tell one blind man? He said, go wash yourself in the pool. He told another and go show himself to the priest. Did he not? But he done the work. Some of them recognized it. Some of them, thank God, recognized the fact that Jesus, thank God, had made a difference in their life. Has he made a difference in you? Has he? Has he? I'm persuaded today, and I'm going to say this, I'll bring my remarks to a close. I ain't nowhere near finished. Thank God. Thank God. That used to bother me a lot, but it don't bother me no more. You really don't. Sometimes the Lord let me finish one, sometimes he don't. And I just take that, my friend, that the rest of it was for me. Yeah. Huh? Oh. Yeah. Preacher, you get something. Thank God I get something out of it, too. Yeah. It's about like eating to me. I normally sit down to eat because I'm hungry or close to it. Normally, I try not to overdo it, but there's times I do. Yeah. There's times I do. There's some times it's just so good I don't want to quit eating. Huh? Yes, sir. And I pay for it the rest of the day. And, or if it's close to the evening, I pay for it all night long. Didn't used to, but I do now. Yes, sir. But I tell you, when it comes to the Lord, sometimes I just can't put the spoon down. Just eat it. Brethren, grab it all. Let God show you all that he will, my friend. It's liable to be your salvation. Yes, sir. Preacher. You disturbed a lot of folks. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't ever get disturbed, you ain't going to do very much. You'll find yourself. I worked on a job 30-something years, and I'm going to tell you there's days I could have bit a nail or two or three of them. Huh? Preacher, I wouldn't tell nobody that. Why not? There's some days, Rick, my friend, that just don't go right. You have to ask the Lord for help. Huh? Help me, Lord. I've tried to do that. I've tried not to take out my frustration on somebody else. I've tried to deal with it myself. Between me and the Lord. And I've had to do that, Leroy. Hadn't you? Yes, sir. Listen. Every day ain't way up yonder. No, it ain't. There's some days, my friend, that you feel real good till you get to work. Then it changes real quick. You might have in your mind you want a day that you can just sort of think about him all day long. And you run into snares. After snare, after snare. Then after a while you figure, well, that's the way it's going to be today. Lord, I need your help. Yeah, glory. Preacher, does he help you? Yeah, he'll help you. He'll help you calm yourself down. Do you know that? The Bible says in a place, come on, Mike, get a psalm. The Bible says over in the book of Psalms, I believe it is, maybe in some of the Kings, but it says that David strengthened himself in the Lord. He strengthened himself in the Lord. Folks, these days that we need to pull up our own britches. You hear me? Yes, sir. These days and there's times, brethren, that we have to fall on our knees and cry out to Him. And I believe He hears us. And I believe He helps us. I really do. Whatever the situation. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you ain't never been lost, just hold on. And I'll tell you something else. That's troubling you just might be the Lord. It might not be all the circumstances around you. It might just be Him trying to talk to you, trying to get your attention. I've always said this, and I'm going to continue to do so. I don't know what you come to the house of the Lord for. You may come just to leave this place and say, well, I went to church Sunday. Or Mama went and I went with her. Daddy went and I went with him. My friends is going, so I'll go with them. I don't know what your purpose of being here is. But the truth of it is, I don't care. I'm glad you're here. And you know what? Lord don't care either. I'll tell you something that an old preacher told me. He said, Randy, he said, when we was coming up, he said, you didn't have a whole lot to do. He said, we made games and we gathered together a lot of times at people's houses and different things like that. He said, but us young men, he said, we went to church. He said, because that's where all the girls was. Preacher, I wouldn't have told that. Why not? Why not? He told the truth. A lot of you young folks don't understand that because you don't understand the time. That preacher used to sing a lot of times, time has made a change in me right here, Mountain View Baptist Church. Preacher. You mean to tell me, preacher, he wound up being a preacher? For several years. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, you say, preacher, I don't know anybody talk like you do. I want you to know something. God knows your heart. And it doesn't really matter what you think your purpose of being here was. He's got a purpose. And if He deals with you, and He has dealt with some of you, you know what it is for Him to deal with you. But I'm just persuaded this morning that some of you don't realize what's going on. You don't realize that the Lord's dealing with you. You think it's, you know, I've been around people most of my life. I've been around a lot of folks. And they some folks, my friend, that just wants to justify themselves in everything they do. In other words, they're right. No matter what they do, they're right. Do you know the book tells us about that? It said that every man done that which was right in his own eyes. Didn't make it right. Just said he done that which was right in his own eyes. If you'd have asked me before the Lord dealt with me, was I right? And I'd have told you, yes, I was right. Huh? I would. I'd have told you I was right. But when the Lord dealt with me and started dealing with me, my friend, I found out I was lacking. I was needing something. And He had just exactly what I needed. I didn't realize that. I didn't understand that. But I understood one thing. Something had changed in my life. I wasn't saved. You know what I found out? I found out I was lost. Lost. Undone. Without Him. I didn't know what it took to be saved. I really didn't. Preacher, I've been around church all my life. I know what it takes to be saved, do you? It takes a broken heart. It takes a contrite spirit. And folks, that comes from you individually. Individually. In other words, they used to sing a song that says, give up, let Jesus take over. Just give up. The hardest thing you'll ever do is take that first step. But most of the time, after you take that first and you don't remember the rest, it ain't real important. It doesn't matter where you get saved right there in the pew you're sitting in, or where you get out here in this aisle, or where you come to this altar. But if He's drawing you, if He's drawing you, folks, you need to head this way. You'll find something that'll absolutely change your life. Forever. Forever. While we stand, sing verse some song.